This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S, hyphen, Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G. Date of birth, May 14th, 1957. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Watkins Armstrong with proteinuria, hypertension, and hyperparathyroidism. She was seen in consultation October 11th of 2022. And she has been on lithium treatment since 1998 for her bipolar disorder. The patient is feeling very well. She did have a urinalysis done, and that was done on April 14th with her renal labs, and there was no evidence of protein, blood, or white blood cells or bacteria in that urinalysis. She does not have any symptoms of UTI currently. No fever, chills, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations. Her appetite is good. Weight is up 8 pounds over the last 6 months. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No current edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the amiloride. She takes 5 milligram, 2 tabs in the morning and 1 in the evening. The lithium is 450 milligram once a day. And there's a few new medications. She's on Cytomel, 5 microgram daily, Cymbalta, 20 milligram daily, Lipitor, 20 milligram daily, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 210 pounds, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 80, pulse 70, oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 14th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.0, estimated GFR is greater than 60, albumin 4.7, calcium 10.1, sodium 142, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 20, phosphorus 4.2, intact parathyroid hormone 72.3, that's down from 78.8 previously. Her white count continues to be elevated. Last 3 months ago it was 15.6, now it's up to 19.5, and that demands further investigation. Probably a referral to hematology would be a good idea if that's not already been done. Her hemoglobin 14.7 with normal white count. Assessment and plan. 1, proteinuria with improved kidney function. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, hyperparathyroidism with stable intact parathyroid hormone levels, and 4, leukocytosis of unknown etiology, which is progressive. The patient will continue to have renal chemistries every 3 months. We do recommend a referral to hematology to evaluate the climbing white blood cells, since that doesn't seem to be, it seems to be a trend. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.